Okay, interview with the Dundalk midfielder and scorer of the most important goal, I think, of the season so far, Mickey. Yeah. It's a great night for you.
It's a brilliant night for us. We've bounced back, you know, the way we needed to after Tuesday night, which was disappointing for us. And it's a tough night for us, but we've got the 3 points. It was huge, and we're delighted.
It was a frustrating night for so long, because Limerick were catching you on the break all the time. They had their defence packed in the first half and most of the second half, and yeah, when they'd catch you on the break, they had two good efforts in the first half. Gary Rogers saved, and then the second half was much the same. But the substitutions, 9 minutes from the end, Patrick McElhenney and John Mountney, 11 minutes from the end, seemed to inject something into the team, and then your goal came. How did you see it coming?
I think it was Patrick's puckered up and he's held it for a while, and he's, you know, chopped a couple of boys and then got a shot off, and it's broke, obviously. Pat, could have maybe been a penalty. I'm not too sure when he watched it back, but then just fell to me, couldn't have fell any nicer to me, and thankfully it's went down.
It's a strange game, football. I mean, I don't know whether you were hearing what the score was then in Cork, but it looked at one stage, you know, that it was going to be a draw. Maybe I was afraid you were going to get beaten, and I was afraid you were going to get beaten. You'd get caught in the harp or something. But God, it was great to see that goal going in.
We weren't too sure on what the score was like, but once we went one up, I just remember the crowd roaring, maybe around the 83rd, 84th flick. So I knew something happened anyway. I don't know if it was a equalised, or I don't know if it was a draw or they won on it, but we just knew we had to hold on then, because the crowd was going mad there. So if we didn't, we've got our 6 point gap back.
But it was a pivotal night for you now. I mean, you're 6 points clear at the top of the table. How does that feel?
It feels good. Look, not many games left. It's in our hands, really. Like, it's the way you want it to be. And it's massive now going down to Cork. You know,
it makes up for the game on Tuesday night when Dundalk were robbed.
It does mix up for it. Like, we were very disappointed after our night, and then we've came here, and it's a very tough game for us, but we've ended up leading with a 1-0, so it's just on to Cork now.
Can I just ask you, finally, it was in the media yesterday that you've confirmed you want to play for the Republic of Ireland. Does that mean you're committing to the Republic of Ireland, or if the Northern Ireland manager called you, if before Martin O'Neill, you'd go north?
No, I think I'm going to be committed to Republic of Ireland now after getting a phone call from Martin.
Did you get a call from him?
Yeah, I got a call from him just saying he wants me to join up with the squad when I can.
Did he give you an indication when?
No, well, I don't know what needs to happen with the clearance and stuff. That needs to obviously come through. I'm not too sure what happens there, but once I got that call, you know, I was always, my heart was set in Republic straight away. You know, it's something I wanted to do since I was a young boy. So.
And can I ask you, like, on a day when you see former Dundalk player Richie Towell signing for Rotherham again on loan, which is great for him, you have to, of course, see whether there's offers for you from the UK maybe next season. But is it still in your mind, you're just concentrating on the league and you're not thinking about who you're going to sign for next season?
No, I'm definitely not thinking that. Like, I'm happy here at the minute, and it's huge. Like, the next couple of weeks is going to be massive, and that's all I want to think about.
Think about.
Definitely.
Thank you very much.
9 minutes from time.